The Revenant sped toward Earth, but the unease on board only deepened. Captain Vega stood on the command deck, staring at the faint signal on the console. It shouldn't exist. They'd destroyed the source on the event horizon. Yet here it was, pulsing faintly through the ship's systems. "It's weak," Malik said, standing beside her. "But it's growing." Vega clenched her fists. "Shut it down. Rip out every circuit if you have to." "I've tried," Malik said. "It's embedded in the ship's core." Leung entered, her face pale. "Captain, it's not just the ship. The signal is still in us. It's adapting, evolving." She hesitated, then added, "And it's broadcasting. A distress signal, directed at Earth." Vega's stomach twisted. "How long until we reach Earth?" 17 hours, Malik replied. "Can we stop it?" Harris asked, his voice hoarse. Vega shook her head. "Number, we can't risk bringing this infection home." The room fell silent. They all knew what had to be done. "We have to destroy the Revenant," Vega said finally. Malik's jaw tightened. "Self-destruct is offline. The signal must have corrupted it." Vega's mind raced. "What about a manual reactor overload?" "It'll work," Malik said. "But someone has to stay behind to trigger it." "I'll do it," Harris volunteered, stepping forward. "I'm already infected." "No," Vega said firmly. "This is my responsibility. You all escape in the emergency pod. I'll finish this." "Captain," Harris began, but Vega cut him off. "That's an order. Get the pod ready." The crew worked quickly. Malik bypassed safety protocols, Leung prepared medical supplies, and Harris loaded the pod. Vega remained on the command deck, watching the signal pulse steadily. She could almost hear it now, a faint whisper beckoning. "Captain, we're ready," Leung said over the comm. Vega took a deep breath, staring at the stars one last time. "Understood. Go. I'll follow once it's done." The pod launched minutes later, drifting away from the Revenant. Vega locked the command deck doors and moved to the reactor room. The hum of the core filled the space, the signal stronger now, almost alive. She set the reactor to overload. 5 minutes, enough time to end it. The whisper grew louder. Vega felt it in her mind, tugging at her thoughts, her will. "Join us." "No," she whispered, her hand hovering over the final command. "You won't take me." The ship trembled as the reactor surged. Vega closed her eyes, bracing for the end. The pod drifted in silence, the crew watching the Revenant shrink in the distance. A bright flash erupted, followed by a shockwave that rocked the pod. Then nothing. "She did it," Harris said, his voice heavy. Leung wiped a tear from her cheek. "It's over." Malik stared out into the void. "Is it?" Harris frowned. "What do you mean?" Malik shook his head. "I don't know. But something tells me we haven't seen the last of it." They sat in silence, Earth growing larger in the distance. Though they'd survived, they couldn't shake the feeling that something had followed them, hiding in the shadows of their minds, waiting for the right time to resurface. The abyss wasn't gone, it was just beginning.